The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? Welcome to the show. This is Hoop Ball Grizz. I'm your host, David Williams, along with my co-host, Mr. Sam Brewski. How you doing, man?
Doing better than I was last week.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, so this is our initial show. Thanks for tuning in. We are new to Hoop Ball. Just want to thank the guys for giving us a chance. Both of us are Grizzlies fans. We are season ticket holders. Love the Grizz. So we are looking forward to digging in and bringing you guys some quality content. We're going to start off today's show covering the game against the Warriors. So we're going to hit up the post game as often as we can. Can't promise every game. Sometimes work schedule just does not allow it, but we will get you as many post games throughout the year as we can, and we'll get to you at least a couple times a week. Tonight, the Grizzlies played the Golden State Warriors at home. Well, I mean, it wasn't even really the Golden State Warriors. They played Draymond Green and a junior varsity squad, I guess is the best way to put it.
Played Draymond Green in their bench, is what they did.
Yeah. And it didn't work out too well.
No, not at all.
They looked, man, it was a rough game.
Smacked.
Yeah, the Grizzlies got beat 114-95.
Trash.
Man, the one thing that bothered me in this game, Valanciunas, and Sam is a JV super fan. If you guys are unaware of that, he's a self-proclaimed JV super fan. He loves this guy, huge man crush on Valanciunas. So
love him. He's the man.
Valanciunas just was not effective and looked absolutely terrible against Golden State. Wasn't does not have they don't have a big man that can shut him down, or they shouldn't have. But whatever they were doing was working on JV tonight, because he would catch the ball down low, bring the ball down, and they were just quick hands. They stripped him in the first half. Probably three or four times he caught the ball and brought it down, and the Warriors took off the other way with it. And he was awful tonight, just to put it frankly.
It was very upsetting.
Yeah, he was. He had 7 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists. He was in a little bit of foul trouble, but he played, what, 26 minutes tonight?
26 and a half minutes, yeah. Yeah.
So he was on the floor plenty of time to be productive, and it just was not there against the team. I feel like the Grizzlies took the Warriors lightly. They looked at this roster. The Grizzlies were favored, I think, favored by 6 going into this game tonight, just because, man, the Warriors, I think they have 9 healthy players right now.
8.
Yeah. So, yep. Like, their whole team is in the morgue right now. Mm-hmm. And Grizzlies just, man, did not go out there with any fire at all. They led after the first quarter. It was pretty much all Warriors after that. The Warriors outscored the Grizzlies 33-16 in the second. Grizzlies came back in the third, and they outscored them by 4 in the third. And then the Warriors outscored the Grizzlies by 7 in the fourth for a 19-point loss to, honestly, a bad Warriors team. The Warriors were on a losing streak coming in. The Grizzlies had the 3-game win streak and then got destroyed by a good Nuggets team. The Nuggets are supposed to beat the Grizzlies.
I was about to say, that's the third-best team in the West right now. So, I mean, you're supposed to get smoked by them.
Yeah, record-wise, they're the third-best team. And, you know, they're one of the top teams in the West.
Oh,
The depth of the Denver Nuggets, I think, is maybe overlooked some, because at the Nuggets game, what they played 10 or 11 guys, and they were all, you know, doing everything that they were supposed to be doing. And they had guy, Torrey Craig, played junk
good
minutes.
Player.
He's a good player, but he didn't come in until the junk time. The game was well, like, the Nuggets had it won. And then Malik Beasley was another guy that
is another one.
He didn't play any minutes until the junk time. Mm-hmm. And those are two guys that were rotation players last year. And I'm almost certain that Torrey Craig started some games
when
for
Will
them.
Barton went down, Torrey Craig started small forward last year.
Yeah. And so the depth of that Nuggets team, they're favored. They should beat the Grizzlies. So that loss was not as tough to take because going into that game, the Nuggets are a playoff team and a title contender.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have to play well, but they have all the tools. They have everything that they need to, you know, compete for the, you know, one or two seed in the West this year.
Oh, yeah.
But this Warriors team, prior to the season, before the season started, if you told me the Grizzlies were going to be favored over the Warriors by 6 points going into this game, I would laugh at you and tell you you're out of your stinking mind. But after everything that the Warriors have lost, man, I was honestly on the side. I'm like, okay, the Grizzlies won 3 in a row, lost to Denver. This is going to be a bounce back game. They're going to get a win here. They're at home. The Grizzlies have played well at home this year, and I thought that they would beat beat the Warriors tonight. And it just didn't happen. It
didn't pan out that way at all.
Now, Jaren Jackson had another just foul riddled game. He played 18 minutes tonight. And
he woke up with two fouls this morning.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
So it looked like he had turned the corner. He had a few game stretch there where he was staying out of foul trouble. And then tonight he had a couple fouls early. And it was not a good night for him. And here comes the hate on Jaren Jackson.
Da, 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 da.
I just don't even want to look at it, man. I don't even want to get on Twitter and see these guys. They need to get rid of Jaren. I'm not going to go on a big rant about it. It just drives me nuts. I he's young. He's going to figure it out. I believe he's going to be a multi-time all-star in his career. He just got to work out the kinks. So, you know, that's you're going to have good games. You're going to have bad games. Ja Morant finished with 20 points and 6 assists tonight. But, man, he really didn't look that well. Like, he didn't look that good tonight. 20 points and 6 assists is a good game, you know, stat-wise. But there were plenty of plays where he looked like a rookie.
He shot 7 for 20.
Yeah. Shot the ball 20 times and ended with 20 points. That's crazy. What's that percentage from the field, Sam?
Trash, 35%.
35%?
Yeah.
And that's, 35% isn't absolutely, there's guys that shoot worse than that. But, you know, 7 for 20 is not a good night from the field. And he missed some shots at the rim. Obviously, Ja has been fantastic. He's a front runner for Rookie of the Year. You're going to have, again, it's a young team. The Grizzlies are the second youngest team in the league. So you're going to have games like tonight. You're going to have games where the Grizzlies just kind of fall short. And I think tonight was they fell short, but not because they had less talent than the other team. They fell short because they walked into this game thinking, okay, we're going to win this one. We're mm-hmm. favored. We should win this game.
Yep.
And there was just no fire. We're not going to dig into the Warriors game too much. We talked about it a little bit here, and then we're going to move on. It's not a real busy week for the Grizz. They have two games. They have this game tonight, Tuesday night. They play the Warriors. And then later in the week on Saturday,
yeah,
Saturday. They're doing the throwback jerseys. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. Can't wait to pick those up. The throwback jerseys, the different court, and they're playing the Lakers. So that's their two games this week. We're going to jump into the Lakers game. The final score for the Warriors game, it was 114 Warriors, 95 Grizz. Ja, 20 points, 6 assists, 2 rebounds. He had a block and a steal. Dylan Brooks had 18 and 3, 2 steals and a block. Jay Crowder had a good game, 15, 11, and 4 assists. Talk to you about Triple J and JV both just being basically awful in this game. Just
there ain't no basically.
To be honest, they were, you know,
not basically awful. They were
somebody that wasn't that awful tonight. Brandon Clark continues to impress. He kind of came back down to the planet. He's been shooting an absolutely ridiculous percentage from the field. He was perfect in the Nuggets game, and he missed some shots tonight, but he had 17 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, and a block. Man, he's been the steal of the draft so far. But where the Grizz got him, he's been producing straight out of the gate. Mm-hmm. Wow. Straight out of the gate. Let's try that again. English is hard sometimes. So now we'll move on to the Lakers matchup. We're going to talk about kind of what the Grizzlies have done over the past few seasons. Sam's got some JV stats for you.
Yeah, let's go.
And we'll just kind of break it down of what the Grizzlies have done against the Lakers over the last few seasons. So, Sam, I'll let you start off. What do you got? JV super fan over there.
Yeah.
How has JV done against the Lakers over his career?
Well, over his career, not super fantabulous, but he hasn't done. We can just say. I'll just tell you. So this is stats. I don't have the Laker game this year on there. I have from last year since the beginning of his career.
Okay.
And he averages 10.8 points. 8.1 rebounds, and 0.8 blocks. So it's not super great, but then again, it's not bad. But high note here, he's averaging a double-double against the Lakers while he's a Grizzly. So, and he's actually averaging 17 points and 12 rebounds. So
17 and 12 as a Grizz?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty solid numbers, especially after his performance tonight. If he can, if he can put up 17 and 12 against the Lakers, then I would be pumped.
I'd be super happy because I might actually do better in fantasy then. So
it's much better than the dumpster fire that we had from him tonight.
Oh, it was so bad.
Yeah. So Sam and I actually, we were at, what month was that in? Do you remember?
You talking about his big one?
Yeah, the big game.
That was February 25th of last year. We went to that one. That was one of his first with the Grizzlies after he got traded. So
yeah. Yeah, and he did. What were his numbers in that game?
He had 20 points, 13 rebounds, and 2 blocks in 24 and a half minutes, actually.
Yeah, so I remember him blowing up. I didn't remember exactly what his numbers were from that game, but I knew that he had a good game. And obviously, the Lakers lineup has changed since then. You know, they added Dwight Howard and Anthony Davis. So, you know, they have more bigs. Going into This is the second Grizzlies-Lakers matchup this year. And the Lakers, just to be honest, it wasn't entirely the Lakers. It was Anthony Davis living at the line in the last game that just, you know.
Wasn't it 28 free throws?
27.
27.
27 free throws in the last game. So that's something that the Grizz have to do better. But before we jump into that, the Grizz, over the last 3+ seasons, their record is 5-6 against the Lakers. I thought it was going to be a little bit more one-sided. The lifetime record, the Lakers are up by like 20. It's like 55-34. I don't have that. That's not exact numbers, but the Lakers are winning the career. But over the last few seasons, it's been pretty close, been back and forth. The Grizzlies in losses to the Lakers, they've averaged 97 points a game. And in the wins, they've averaged 110 points a game. Three things for me that the Grizzlies have to do in order to beat the Lakers going into this game. Jaren Jackson Jr., because of the length of the Lakers, they have JaVale McGee, Dwight Howard, Anthony Davis. The Lakers have bigs. Anthony Davis is one of the most dominant guys in the NBA right now. He's, you know, arguably a top five player. Some people may say top three. You know, outside of Anthony Davis, the Lakers have bigs that can be productive on the offensive end of the floor. The Grizzlies don't have that much length. You have Jaren Jackson, JV, Brandon Clark, and Bruno. And Bruno and Brandon Clark are both undersized compared to these guys. It's the three guys, JaVale, Dwight, and AD, are all seven-footers. And so you have to have your big guys stay out of foul trouble and stay on the floor if they want to compete. So number one for me in the keys to victory, Jaren Jackson has got to stay out of foul trouble. We have to have Jaren Jackson. The Grizzlies have to have Jaren Jackson on the floor. The Grizzlies need to be efficient on offense, need to score. That's the key. And the win's 110 points a game. And they cannot come out and play like they did against this Warriors team. I don't expect that they will, because they know that the Lakers are a good team, and it seems like they really step it up whenever it's a good team. Well, I say that they didn't really step it up against the Nuggets. The Nuggets did just kind of...
Well, Jonas did really good against them. He stepped it up. He scored, like, not their first 12, but it was somewhere in there.
Yeah, he started off awesome. On fire. Yeah, he was dominating that game early. They made adjustments at halftime, though, and he didn't score again. He had 16 points going into the half.
He had 16 and 8, and he finished with 16 and 10. Yeah, he got two rebounds, and that was it.
Yeah, he didn't score
again. He played four more minutes. That's what it was. He played four more minutes. They pulled him out, and we didn't see him again.
Yep. And then, so three keys to victory for the Lakers, the Grizz to beat the Lakers. Jaren Jackson on the floor, out of foul trouble. Grizzlies efficient on offense, 110 plus points, and they have to play four strong quarters. It's just scary to me what these stats. I was looking this up today, and the Grizzlies in the second half have been outscored by 108 points. 108. It's a young team. Don't expect the Grizzlies to win. You know, they're not winning 40 games. They're not a playoff team. But 108 in the second half. Looking at that stat, you would think that the first half would be somewhere close to that. But that's not the case. The Grizzlies, 108 in the second half. They've been outscored by 108. In the first half, prior to tonight's game against the Warriors, they'd only been outscored by 13 points in the first half. And this is across the entire season. 13 points. So the first half of the game, the Grizzlies are playing well. They're playing with everybody. They're in the game going into halftime, in most of the games at least. And then the second half, they've just yet to figure that out. The Grizzlies they've only won a couple third quarters, but the only team that the Grizzlies outscored in the third and fourth quarter this year was their win against the Nets. That's it. That's the only team. So they need to play four quarters, 48 minutes. They've got to bring the A game. They've got to step it up. Because if they don't against this Lakers team that's a championship-caliber team, going to have another 20-point loss, plus 20-point-plus loss. And that's, you know, you cannot go into these games and take them lightly. You have to... from the jump, just be attacking these teams, because the championship caliber teams are going to do a lot of things good. And if you're not careful, you'll get in a hole and you won't be able to dig yourself out. So it's going to be interesting to see if Jaren staying out of foul trouble. Surely to goodness, we're not going to see Anthony Davis shoot 27 stinking free throws again.
Well, it's not in Los Angeles. I was about to say that. Yeah. It was in Los Angeles last time. That's what I was going to say. So maybe not. Yeah. Maybe not. Well, he'll shoot 26 now.
I'll tell you this. If we get to halftime and he's on pace to shoot that many free throws, I'm probably just going to toss my TV through my front window.
Don't do that. I'll just take your TV home.
I don't know if I can handle sitting there watching another game of him shooting that many free throws. It's just, it's painful to see, like, the whistle blowing that many times. And it speaks to the dominance of Anthony Davis that he got to the free throw line that much. Maybe there were some questionable calls in that
game. Maybe. Yeah.
But it's still a guy like that. He's going to take advantage. You know, if he's getting the calls, He's going to keep calling for the ball. He's going to keep doing work down there and pushing that issue to get to the line. And so I give him some credit for it. But the Grizzlies, their second quarter against the Nuggets was just
brutal.
Ridiculously awful. There's not enough adjectives in the world to describe how bad the Grizzlies played in the second against the Nuggets. What was that the score, Sam?
They outscored them 44-17 in the second quarter. It was awful.
And then tonight against the Golden State Warriors, they're down 17 in the second. The Warriors scored 33 and the Grizzlies scored 16. And I'm hoping this is not a new trend. You know, it's not happened in the second frequently, but the Grizzlies have had some pretty rough quarters. They had the single-digit scoring fourth quarter against the Magic, and then the second quarter against the Nuggets, and then tonight against the Warriors, it wasn't single digits, but, you know, 16 points in a quarter. They were leading by two. They were leading by two at the end of the first. Like 7 minutes, 7 or 8 minutes into the second quarter, they've only got 34. I'm like, what? What is happening? What is going on? Couldn't get anything to fall. Mm-hmm. I don't think that they were necessarily taking bad shots. They were taking mid-range jumpers, and obviously you would like something a little more high percentage, but they were not terrible looks. They just couldn't get anything to fall, and it seems like when they sputter that it snowballs. They've not found a way to bring themselves out of it. And that comes with time, I believe. I think that you'll see Ja Morant figure it out. You'll see Jaren. It's a developmental process. And that's something only time is going to fix. You can't come out and just... It doesn't matter how high your basketball IQ is. You're not going to come out every game and have it. You're going to have stuff that you have to work through. And that's one of the things that the Grizzlies really have to work through. They have to avoid the just train wreck quarters. And that's something we've seen quite a few times this year. And hopefully, young team, rookie coach, they're all kind of learning together. I like Taylor Jenkins. I like what he's been doing so far. There's going to be growing pains. I'm not firehousing anything at this point.
Burn it down. Start it all over.
It's
no, I'm not. Not yet.
Yeah. It's so crazy because, like, sports fans in general, I was going to say Grizzlies fans, but it's not Grizzlies fans. It's just sports fans in general. When things go bad, the pessimistic people just, like, let it spew. I like to call them keyboard warriors because they will get into an argument with you on Twitter and have zero facts. No facts. Jaren Jackson is awful. They need to trade him. They need to get rid of him. And it's like, man... Have you even watched a game? Do you even can you tell me any of the good games that he had last year? Can you tell me any of the good stuff that he's doing? And even in a bad night like tonight against the Warriors, he still had some moments. He caught a ball. There were three Warriors defenders around him. He had a guy posted up in the paint, and I can't remember if Willie Cauley-Stein was one that he had posted or if he came over with help defense. But Jaren caught it with his back to the basket. Little quick step, hook shot, scored. So there were not many highlights for Jaren Jackson tonight. I'm not going to defend his game tonight. He has to do better. Has to. And he will. Hopefully we'll see it against the Lakers in this second time around. So I'm just going to run back the three things, keys to victory. I talked about them a little bit earlier. I'm going to run them back one more time. Jaren Jackson on the floor out of foul trouble. efficient on offense. Grizzlies need to score 110 plus and play all four quarters. Don't take a quarter off. You can't afford to against a team like the Lakers. In the last Lakers game, the Grizzlies shooting from the field was abysmal. They were 20% from three and 32% from the field. You're not going to beat a team like the Lakers shooting the ball like that. So, got to be efficient, got to be effective, have to do things right in order to beat a team like this. Fingers crossed, hoping we see some improvement. Got to be better than what the Grizzlies were against the Warriors tonight. You're not even going to be in the game with the Lakers if you're not stepping it up, for sure. So we'll wrap it up for tonight, guys. That's all we've got. You can find me. I'm on Twitter. I'm at DWill2111, and the show is at Hoopball Grizzlies. Sam, where can we find you, man?
I'm on Twitter as well. It is SammyB1118. That is a capital S, lowercase a, MMY, capital B, 1118.
And I realize, look, I gave you the show Twitter handle and absolutely butchered it. It's not Hoopball Grizzlies. You won't find us at that. We're at Hoopball Grizz. That's
hoop. I was going to correct you, but yeah. Then I was like, but...
Yeah, you can't let me slack like that, Sam. I'll come over there and keep me sharp. Yep, smack it out of me, man. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time,
Go Grizz.
This has been a Hoopball presentation.